What's it all for?
Various artists.
We went to the edges of time as a new solo exhibition by artist Kathy Barry, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery. Based in Te Whanganui Atara, Barry represented Aotearoa on the international stage at the 32nd Sao Paulo Biennale in 2016 and was selected in 2023 as the recipient of the prestigious Sea Art Trust Award. Her first substantial survey exhibition in a public installation, Energy Work, with artist Sarah Smuts Kennedy, was curated by Christina Barton for Te Pātaka Toi Adam Art Gallery in 2022. In We Went to the Edges of Time, Barry has further explored the mode of making that has underpinned her practice since 2012, where she lets go of artistic agency, rather letting energy fields guide her watercolour drawings. Through a series of geometric mappings, the viewer is pulled into the energetic frequencies of Barry's work and invited down a pathway of sorts to healing beyond familiar dimensions. I had a corridor with Kathy Barry about the exhibition, her process, and these ideas of relinquishing artistic agency.
So I have a practice that takes the form generally of large-scale series. So the series will generally take the form of about 12 to 16 paintings that may take anywhere between a year to 2 years to complete. They are always works on paper using watercolour and pencil, and they take the form of hard-edged geometric abstraction. And the way I understand those to be a type of diagram to explain ideas around energy fields and ideas around multidimensionality. So if you like, each series takes the form of a diagram.
Your practice engages with this process of letting go of artistic agency and letting these energy fields guide you. And you've been giving visual form to these energies since 2012. Are you able to speak as to how this shift in your practice came about and what has kept you working in this field of exploration for over 10 years?
Sure. So I would say that it came about around about the time that I was doing two residencies back to back. So the first one being the Makan House residency in French Bay and Titirangi, and the second one in the Vermont Studio Centre in the US. So I had this period of time of around 6 months where, if you like, I was removed from my usual way of working, and it became a little bit like an incubator type experience where I was able to fully emerge into exploring these energies that were starting to come through. So it began at Makan House residency, where I started to tap into these energies or see them, feel them. And there was this kind of initial beginning to allow them to guide the work. But it was very much me stepping in as well and being part of the creative process, which became this sort of hybrid between what my work is now and how I used to work. And then when I went over to the States, right at the beginning of the residency, I had this idea of what would it be like to fully surrender to these energies that were sort of showing themselves to me at the Makan House residency. So I was able to produce two works over in the States in that three-month period. So the first one was a drawing. It was a very, very similar to what I had been doing at the Makan House residency, but I let this guidance come through and guide every aspect of the drawing. And I really thought it was probably just an extension of what I had been doing, but perhaps more complex. But at the end of the drawing, the energies that I had been working with came in and started to communicate ideas that were embedded in the drawing. So these were ideas to do with the self as a multidimensional being. So ideas of residing in this dimension but being able to access other dimensions to gain knowledge and information, if you like, and perhaps an understanding of what it means to be in this dimension but also expanded out into these sort of higher, finer frequency bandwidths of dimension. So I realised what I had been doing wasn't so much just like pure abstraction. It was a type of diagram for, I guess, conveying ideas to do with multidimensionality. So I completed this purely black and white pencil drawing and then moved on to watercolours. So it was my first painting that I did where I fully gave over to this guidance, and what came through in the end was highly complex, so much more complex than what I had been able to create in my work previously. The way in which I could also use the energies that I were tapping into as a form of healing for other people as well. So that drawing I called Epic Whirlpool. And I showed it at the Adam Art Gallery in Wellington a couple of years ago, if you want to see what it is. It was only a few colours, and like the work that I've got on show at Melanie's at the moment, at Melanie Roger Gallery, all the colours were very much colour-coded and worked as a type of, if you like, frequency that emitted energies and frequencies for the viewer, but also contained a symbolic content as well. So that was where it began, and I've been working in that way ever since, mostly to produce these long sort of more epic series of, you know, 12 to 16 perhaps paintings, less these one-off paintings than what I did to start with. But a lot of the information that came through in those early days is still being extrapolated in these longer series, and the work that I have at Melanie Roger is very much a continuation conceptually of those first works that came through. And yeah, to answer your question, what keeps you going and working in that way, I think it's just curiosity as much as anything. Like, I find it really fascinating to completely put aside my artistic agency and see what comes through, because it's never what I expect it to be. There's always this element of surprise in that process of foregoing what I think should happen and letting these energies guide the work. So, yeah, it's like perhaps more adventurous in a way to be working in this way rather than me determining how I work.
You were speaking about these ideas of guidance, but it feels more that it's given complete control. Can you tell me a little bit more about like how much control you feel you do have in this process, or allow yourself to have in this process? How does that kind of play into approaching making a work?
So I very much completely give over to this guidance. I prefer to just fully let that guidance come through and to completely suspend my artistic decision-making process. So just about everything is determined in this way. So whether it's the size of the paper or materials, colours that I use, format, composition, everything is a form of really sort of working with this kind of approach to making, I guess.
You've spoken about your paintings as being these activations of healing. How do you kind of see this process? Do you see it as a process of healing for just the viewer or yourself as well? And if that includes you, how and when do you feel the work heals you? Is it during the process or once the work is complete?
I would say the artworks are very much what I would consider to be more like energy body activations. So I don't really think of them so much as healing works, but maybe healing is a type of outcome from that activation of the human energy body. Mm. So since I've been working in this way, I've let these energies work with my own field, and that has become more and more activated over a period of time, so that I feel energy very intensely. I feel where the energy centres are in the body and those currents. And always in that process, there's a process of allowing new energy to come in and a clearing of energy. So healing the physical body might be an outcome, a positive outcome of this work, but really it's a activation of being able to feel into these energies, or a sense of having an expanded sense of self in the world and being able to access something beyond this dimension, if you like. Mm. So I think that's what the work intends to do for the viewer. And my process of working with the energies is mapped out over a period of time in the artwork. So the artwork acts like almost like a visual diary of my process of building this energy body. So almost like a recording of a process or a kind of a roadmap of a particular type of process of working with energy in the human energy field. So when I look at the works, there's a sense of recognition of what I'm doing energetically. And I think that process is something that the viewer can perhaps have a kind of fast-forwarded experience of what I'm doing for myself, if you like.
I guess on that, each work has these focal points that almost pull the viewer into its light, frequency and energy, acting as a pathway into a new dimension of sorts. How do you kind of see this focal point and its relationship to yourself and the viewer?
I think that focal point that occurs, so to take the work at Melanie Rogers as an example, there's a few works that combine the two colours and they appear more like a kind of vortex or a portal, but the other works, I guess, have in common this central line where there's a whole set of diagonal lines that sort of merge at this central line in the centre of the paper. And I see that as almost like the centre of a type of vortex of energy. So it's surrounded by these diagonal lines that move around that centre line. So I guess I understand that as a stand-in for the energy centres in the body. So I think there's perhaps like a line of energy that traverses through the body that's intersected with these centre points. So it's not so much that there's only one there, but multiple. I see those diagonal lines that traverse that centre as a type of mapping, if you were to kind of look down on the human energy field, as from a bird's eye perspective, you might see sort of energy moving in a kind of spiralling motion. So it's that point in the centre that would be at the centre of that sort of vortex of energy. Yeah, so it's perhaps not so much to do with multidimensionality, that aspect, but the squares that frame that centre line, those points that kind of expand up from that point, almost like Russian dolls. I see those squares as representations of dimensional bandwidth. So at the centre of that point, there's a smaller square that I see as almost like a symbol of the third dimension. And then surrounding that, you have squares that grow in size around that, that I see as a kind of representation of higher dimensions or dimensional bandwidths that are vibrating at this faster speed that sort of hold that point. So if you like, those drawings are like maps of the human energy field in this multidimensional field.
You've spoken a lot about the colours that you've used in this exhibition, in this body of work. Can you tell me a bit more about that? Every work is boldly red or green or a combination of both. What do these colours represent to you? And I guess with the works that include them both, what does that mean to you?
So I think colour in the exhibition operates on a few different levels. So there's a level where colour could be understood to emit a type of electromagnetic frequency that has an effect on the viewer energetically. So green, for instance, would be emitting a different frequency than red. And then when those colours are combined in two of the paintings, there's a different frequency or electromagnetic field that's going to affect the viewer in slightly different ways. So there's that, where the energy field of the viewer might be affected by those frequencies emitted by colour. But there's also an element where the colour has a type of symbolic function. So I think of the green as symbolising the environment or the earth, cosmos, universe, while red might be symbolic of the human heart or the physical human body or love, even as experienced as a sort of field of energy. So yeah, there's that symbolic function as well as that that sort of function of effect on the viewer.
Your practice has been recognised alongside other artists working within these realms of energy for the way it challenges or questions traditional modes of artistic agency and control. Do you think we have a hesitancy to accept these energies and notions of healing in Western contemporary art? And how do you kind of see yourself fitting within the contemporary art landscape in this respect?
Yeah, I think there is a big hesitancy to take this on board, and perhaps even more so in New Zealand. There's a type of pragmatism that means that it's a little bit harder to get these ideas across the line, which I completely understand. And I think it is hard to get your head around, perhaps if you haven't experienced some of this stuff. But, you know, I think the work could also just be understood or appreciated on an aesthetic or formal level, and that's fine too. But there is perhaps like an invitation to even momentarily take on board these ideas when considering the work, and just, I guess, as a way of opening up to new ways of thinking or new possibilities of what it might mean to be human in a dimensional field beyond this dimension.
That was artist Kathy Barry speaking to me about her exhibition We Went to the Edges of Time, currently on at Melanie Roger Gallery until the 6th of September.